De Dion Bouton Quay. We are at the Quay de Dion Bouton. It offers a spectacular view of the Isle of Poutot. Imagine, the port of Poutot, the trader's quarter, the factory smoke. We are in the middle of the 19th century. Charles Lorilleux has developed his business making printing ink. Lace making, dye works and trimming businesses are all doing well. From the 1880s, the hum of industry grows louder with the arrival of a new sound, the car engine. The automobile industry chooses to set up along the quayside. Some 20 firms in all, including De Dion Bouton and Unique. The De Dion Bouton Company, which opened in Poutot in 1882, was founded by the Marquis Albert De Dion. This dedicated financier joined forces with two technicians, Georges Bouton and Charles Trépardou. The latter withdrew from the business in 1893. In 1895, the company perfected the famous piston engine, a revolution we still benefit from to this day. By the end of the 19th century, their factories covered almost 50,000 square meters and were to be found within the rectangular area now bordered by the Godefroy, des Pivions, and Léon Blum streets and the Seine quay. Lorries, buses, cleaning machines, bicycles. The business diversified its production. The famous motors were sold to 130 different companies. 400 patents were submitted for the legendary V8 engine. But times were changing and the First World War broke out. After having helped out with the war effort, the company suffered majorly from the subsequent economic downturn. It went into compulsory liquidation in 1927. Despite the efforts of a new board of directors, part of the factory shut down in 1931. The death of the Marquis de Dion and the Second World War put paid to efforts to keep the firm going. It was a long and painful death. The empire was crumbling, but production continued until 1950. Then the buildings were rented out to the famous Rolls-Royce company, which assembled Rover cars there and firefighting vehicles. In 1968, the last sites were given up. They were converted into accommodation or office blocks like the Belle Rive, the Tour Anjou, or the France Residences to your left. So, the past is still present. That is why, in 1980, the town of Poutot decided to pay tribute to the glorious industrial era by renaming the national quay the De Dion Bouton Quay.
Dans mon usine de Poutot, on peut dire que j'avais le fin boulot. Ça faisait bien 365 jours de long que je vissais toujours le même sacré petit boulon.
Right, take the Rue Godefroy on your left until you reach the Place Stalingrad. Cross it and go up the Rue Anatole France. You will recognize the esplanade on your right. It's the town's halls. Linger a moment to admire the façade, embellished by a grand base. The inspiration came straight from the palatial ideal of the end of the 17th century and includes an imposing colonnade in the loggia form. Notice the row of five doors. They give access to the formal reception rooms. It was here that scenes from the film OSS 117, Cairo, Nest of Spies, were filmed with Jean Dujardin. Rue de la République, you have now arrived at the Point Poutot Info, which marks the end of your visit. Please return your audio guide. We hope you have enjoyed discovering the architecture of the town of Poutot. Goodbye and see you soon.
Voilà l'histoire de Poutot. À deux pas de Bagatelle, où quelques fous ouvraient leurs ailes.